And we're saying,
yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are we this morning?
We're okay. Can you do an A-team impression?
4 to 6 p.m.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. That's very good. I'll tell you what else is coming back tonight, though.
That's right.
Big That's Brother. Right. It's back on the telly.
Big Brother's coming back on the telly this evening.
Are you going to be watching it?
I'll watch the first sort of episode and see how it goes.
Hmm. Yeah. Would you ever go into Big Brother house? Like, if they said, Shay, we want you in the house.
I don't know. It depends who I need to be with. In the Big Brother house.
You find out when you get in there. That's the whole point.
It's a surprise.
I don't like you. No.
So what would you do, Helen, if you were in Big Brother then?
What would I'd be a bit. I'd be the one going round cleaning with the Clonel wipes. Do you know?
You're like the mother hen.
Just because I've got a thing about germs.
Okay. Oh. Shay would be trying to work out how to get kebabs in the house.
So I don't want to talk about them.
Oh no! What happened with the kebab?
What happened with the kebab? We want to know now.
Well, I've had to ease off on them.
Okay.
Why?
For health reasons.
Well, health reasons. Oh. And that they're not. Well, they're not good for you anyway.
They're not the healthiest option, really, Shay.
It's got salad in it.
No.
Just saying, salad in it.
Well, no.
Do you eat all the salad?
Yeah.
So you're not on last night then, Helen?
what are you going about that, Shay?
No, because I know Helen does nights.
Oh, no, wow, I'm actually... I was confused for a minute then. Yeah, no, I'm working tonight, Shay. I'm back at work tonight in London, so, yep.
Oh, lovely, that's good. Sorry for telling the news there.
So what have you been up to then, Shay, since we last spoke?
Well, I've been walking around the town.
Buying kebabs? Not buying kebabs, okay.
No, not buying kebabs, no.
I used to have salad kebabs. There was a kebab van in Weybridge, and it used to be the pit of bread with some cheese and the salad on it.
Oh.
No meat
really,
in it.
Really?
No meat?
Yeah.
It's
all right.
No meat.
When I look at you, John, right, I don't think... this guy eats lots of salad.
Yeah. that was my healthy phase that I went through a few years ago. Anyway.
What have you been up to then, Helen?
I was just saying to John, just being busy with work, really. I'm booked in on Wednesday for a tarot reading, so I'm really interested in that.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Oh.
Predict.
No, I know the question you are going to ask. Get it out of the way. I'm, going for my usual roast.
Shay comes on so often, he knows what we're going to ask him. It's great.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe Shay's psychic as well.
Yeah, Shay, you psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you're going for your roast at the pub. So what are you planning on having for your roast today? Come on, make us hungry.
I'll make you hungry. Roast lamb, roast meat, and roast chicken.
Is there a special offer on? Because we're all like a bargain, don't we?
You do like a bargain, John.
Bargain.
I remember we went into, we didn't tell everybody, we went into Wilko's, John, didn't we?
We did. We went to Epsom Wilko's on the day it closed, and I ended up buying loads of bird feeding stuff.
Did you need this feed?
Well, I didn't go in to buy it, but I saw it, and it's quite nice in my garden.
I do need to go in to buy it.
I just wanted to see what they had, and they've got some bird feeders for, like, reduced. So I thought, okay, so I've got a bird feeder now with seedy sand stuff that birds eat apparently.
Isn't today the last day all the Wilko's shut as well?
Yeah, they're all closing, no more Wilko's. Which is very sad, isn't it, Shay?
Did you hear that, Helen? He's only
turned
it twice this morning,
apparently.
Yeah.
He's got his tick book, tick box.
It's one of John's sayings, you know.
Oh, apparently, Shay thinks I say apparently.
Apparently,
I don't think apparently
you
I do,
do
though. Apparently not.
Yeah, you do.
No, apparently.
Apparently not.
So okay, so you're going for your meal later. What else is happening in your world then? In the planet of Shay.
Not really a lot really, but I'll be seeing Cindy.
Okay.
So we'll say a very good morning.
Cindy's your carer.
She's my carer, so I'll be seeing her.
Okay. Morning, Cindy, if you're listening.
Morning, Cindy.
Cindy's the one that stopped you going to the kebab shop, right?
Oh, well, good luck, Cindy.
Well, that's too many of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you just kept it to one a day, it'd be all right. But it's when you're there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It gets a bit out of hand.
It's
when they know your name when you walk in the street.
I just sort of give a wave now, and that's it. You know, carry on walking.
With your salad, no. Bag of salad. You're a lettuce addict now, are you?
Pardon?
You're a fan of lettuce now, are you? And salad, proper salad.
No. Cindy keeps on to me about that.
Yeah.
I feel your pain, Shay. I'm on a diet as well. Well, I'm trying to be on a diet. I'm not eating the shamey bags of buttons or anything like that in the evening.
I mean, they say family size, you know, share this with your family. I'm like, well, I would.
No, if
I
didn't eat, do that?
If I hadn't finished it all myself, I, there was some left, I might share the odd one. But, you know, it makes you feel a little bit like, oh, I've eaten a whole packet myself.
You know, Helen, you're trying to be on a diet, are you?
I'm trying to be on a diet. I am. I weigh myself and I put the weight on the fridge, Shay.
I know what it's like, you know.
It doesn't stop me opening the fridge, though. No. That's the thing.
And then you weigh yourself after you have that share bag of Maltesers. Yeah.
But you get three quarters of the way through and you think, oh, God, I'm feeling full now. But then why would you leave a quarter of a bag of anything?
Just, exactly. You may as well finish it. And I mean, you could have three quarters of a bag at 11:50 and then wait 10 minutes at midnight. You could have the other quarter. And then it's over 2 days can you announce, isn't it?
I like your rationale.
Close your eyes when you're eating it. You can't see the calories.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And when I wear nights, I'm eating in the day, eating in the night.
That's right, yeah. So you've done an interesting talk about that swimming pool thing.
Yes, what are your thoughts? I mean, I know you don't live in Woking, but the swimming pool in Woking, they're planning on closing it. Why do you think a swimming pool is important for a local area?
Well, I think people want to go swimming regularly and they need to find somewhere else, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't actually know if it's going to close. This is just the proposals at the moment, but it's an interesting conversation. Shay, we're going to have to go because we've got to play some music. I'd love to chat to you till midday.
You're great fun. Enjoy your roast.
I'm enjoying my roast.
Have your roast. Enjoy your roast.
So, you got another guest coming up then, John?
We are talking to Sam Wakefield, and Sam has set up a pub in Weymouth, actually, by the seaside. Lovely part of the world. And it's a dry pub. They don't serve alcohol, so it's for people that don't want to drink.
All right. And then, because earlier you were talking about parachutes, John. I wouldn't attempt to do that.
I know. Can you imagine you doing a parachute jump? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. I know.
Helen and Shay flying through the sky. Shay, have a good week.
Have a good week, Shay.
I hope you have a good week, John. Yep. And I'll be seeing you on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll catch up soon. Have a good one. Thanks, Shay.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Enjoy Big Brother tonight.
Well, yeah, I will do.